Right in the muerte. Out of the land of the dead. I'll tell you about Hobble. I'll tell you about the Mexican Hobble. Picante, caliente. Oh, sabroso. I'll tell you about it. There was a girl there I wanted so badly. Her name was Carmelita. The only problem was, while she was drawn to me, she was also drawn to Juan Corona de Vega, the most notorious of all banditos in Mexico. She said, you have to fight a duel, and the winner of the duel can have me. I thought, well, I don't know. This guy's probably a better gunfighter than I am, but boy, she looks so good. I thought it was worth it. Oh, nice. So we pace off 10 paces, and we turned and fired almost simultaneously. Pa-pow! I caught him right between the eyes, splattered his brains all across the streets. The only problem is, I ended up gut shot. Yeah, he got me just to the left of the belly button. But I put my hand over it real quick. I didn't want her to know. She said, oh, gringo, you have killed for me. I will hobble with you. Let's go to my house. I said, we better hurry on this. I didn't want to tell her, you know, bleeding all over the sheets. It might have turned her off. And I think, geez, that's all it. Now she turns me down. So I was dizzy and in pain, but ooh, that hobble was nice. Lord knows I'd worked for it. Oh. I had the covers up around me so she couldn't see I was bleeding all over her mattress pad. I started to get real dizzy. Started to pass out. Got vertigo. Got a fever. Started to go into shock. She got up. She said, gringo, I am going to the kitchen to get us some wine. When I come back, will you be ready for some more hapotoki? But now I got the shakes. I said, don't you worry, baby. By the time... I'll probably be stiff as a board.
Plain or with nuts.